how it lights my path, how it guides my way.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for Martin. We pray you'd fill him now with your Holy Spirit as he shares your word with us. May we hear the things that you've got for us to take into our hearts and lives. Amen.
Thank you, Debbie. Good morning, everybody. So wonderful to see all of you here today, this morning. Thanks for coming and being part of it. It's good to have you. This is Amy and Michelle's day, but we are God's family around them. We love them, we want to support them, and we want to make it a really lovely, special time. And I just want to share for about 10 to 15 minutes about baptism. Basically, it's all about water. Water, water, water. What is so special about water? Why do we dunk people in pools and underwater? What's it all about? Well, I want to just tell you, it's historical. It starts right at the beginning parts of the Bible. And what we have been doing in our Burning Heart groups is looking at the origins of the Bible, going right back to Genesis. We've been looking at the creation story, Adam and Eve. Then they ate from the tree of good and evil, and then their sin got in, and the relationship between Adam and Eve, humanity and God, broke down. So God tries to rescue it, doesn't work out. Noah and his family are the only righteous people. The Bible says, I'll read it to you, says, Noah was a man who was righteous before the Lord. He says, when everything was ready, the Lord said to Noah, go into the boat with all your family, for among all the people of the earth, I can see that you alone are righteous. Now, a lot of you will know the story. He built the ark. All the animals were, every type of animal, bird, living creature went into this boat, and then it rained. It rained for how many days? 40 days and 40 nights. 40 days and 40 nights. A man is righteous like Noah. The waters fill the earth and blots out humanity. Think, gosh, what sort of God is that that blots out humanity and only leaves Noah? What do you see? Can you see any symbolism between Noah and the water and the ark? What does it point to? Do you see Jesus in it? Do you see Noah as the forerunner for Jesus, taking his family? God saving, God still loving humanity, wanting to bring in a process so that he could regain their commitment to him and follow his ways. That was the whole purpose of the ark. God is a God who saves. God is a God who wants to wash clean sin and bring newness. So there we had the first creation story in Genesis, or the creation. Then we had the second new creation after the flood. And I don't know if you're interested, there is actually geological evidence for the flood, not all over the world, but particularly in the area of Mesopotamia, Syria, Lebanon, the Levant, the whole area, there is geological evidence of a flood. You can look at the strata of the layers, and there's a sediment layer of about 30 centimeters, which indicates of a significant flood in that area. Now, the writers, you might think, well, you know, it says covered the earth, it covered the world. They could only see a certain distance away in those days. They didn't have airplanes. They thought that probably the earth was flat. So in the distance of what they saw, they thought, gosh, yes, the flood has covered the earth. This is the Tigris and the Euphrates River flooding out and covering the whole area. And that's where Abraham came from. That's where humanity started. The cradle of civilization, the Fertile Crescent, Babylon, all these famous biblical places. Here is God starting his process of washing away sin and starting again. And the beauty about the Bible is there's a whole thrust forward. It's a story from the Old Testament to when Jesus appears. God is taking us on a journey and a story of him trying to bring us to the point where his son Jesus comes into the world to save us and to be with us. God so loved us, he made that effort. And along the way, the prophets blew it. They made mistakes. They committed sin. Have a look at David. The King David, the man who committed murder, committed adultery. Yet God used his lineage to bring Jesus right to what we who we have today. And then Jesus appears on the scene. Let me read what John the Baptist, or what's said. It's about the baptism. Jesus arrived from Galilee at the Jordan, coming to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to prevent him, saying, "I have no need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me?" But Jesus answering said to him, "Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." And he permitted him. And listen to this. And after being baptized, Jesus went up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Holy Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming upon him. And behold, a voice out of the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." That was the first appearance of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit at the baptism of Jesus. That was the whole creator appearing on the scene to show that he's actually serious about coming into the world and giving us the direction for following him. Can you just put my Bible down? And eventually, from the baptism of Jesus, we're heading towards the cross. And then after the cross, we got the resurrection of Jesus, which we had 50 days ago. Today is the 50th day after Easter. Okay, and that's, we're celebrating the Holy Spirit. And that's the great, great baptism, when the Holy Spirit came and consolidated everything that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who were there right from the beginning in Genesis, they've come together and revealed themselves to us. And that's who we have access to this morning. And today for Amy and Michelle, they're saying that actually they've accepted Jesus into their life. They've been filled by the Holy Spirit. They're following God the Father in their lives. And they want to make a statement, okay? It's not a membership act. They're not joining Forest Hill. They've been part of Forest Hill for years. It's not a membership thing. It doesn't give you any special recognition, okay? But what it's doing, it's saying, "I'm sealed in my heart and life for Jesus and wanting to follow him. I want to put behind what I used to be like and publicly say, I'm going forward. I'm going in the direction of where Jesus wants to take me forward in my life." And that's a very important statement, Amy and Michelle. You are part of the history from creation and that lovely flow of God over the years, that he is going to meet you in an even more real way as you grow. And it's a very powerful statement to the devil that says you are definitely committed to following Jesus. And you can then speak with authority and with power to the enemy and say, "Back off, leave me alone. I'm a soldier of Jesus." It's about commitment. It's about saying, "I'm for Jesus. I'm following the Savior. I'm following the God creator." And that's what it's all about, folks. It's nothing hard. It's nothing mystical. There's nothing for us to worry about. It's following Jesus. And some of us may have come from backgrounds, particularly if you come from a Catholic background. You've heard this word sacraments. There are seven sacraments in the Catholic religion. There's no mention of this in the Bible. There's only two things Jesus asked us to do. What are the two things that are quite important that he asked us to do. Believe and be baptized. And share the bread. Have communion together. That's all Jesus asks of us. Okay? And following after him in baptism and regularly taking communion, you are in the flow of the Lord. Because we live a life in the world. We stumble, we fall. We could always come to the table, take communion, find forgiveness, find the love of God touching our lives. We can then come also to baptism, which is like a reaffirmation that you are a son or a daughter of Jesus. I sometimes wish I could get baptized every other week just to help me overcome. It'd be lovely. But I've been baptized and I know the power of God in my life. But I just want to ask you to think about today as well, as we look at baptism and being washed in that pool, being dunked under, is to remember the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's what really gives power to us. Today is Pentecost Sunday. And without the Holy Spirit, folks, we cannot live the Christian life. We need the infilling and the baptism of the Holy Spirit that gives us that power, that gives us that connection of walking with the Trinity. Not just God the Father and God the Son, but it's God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's the place to be. And that's the place to walk with. And when we baptize you, Amy and... where's Michelle? I can't see Michelle. Are you there? Yes. Oh, she's at the back. Hi, Michelle. You're at the back there. Ah, you're hiding. We'll catch up with you soon. But this is what we want for Michelle and Amy, is that they find that continuing thrust and walk with Jesus for their lives. In Ichthus, we like to give little prophetic signs or little gifts just for people to remember. I brought Amy and Michelle. Michelle and Amy, would like to come forward. This is a symbol of God's refreshing love to fill you, to bless you, to quench your thirst. Every time you take a sip of it, pray to Jesus. Ask him for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. I'll finish there. I want to pray and ask that the Holy Spirit come and fill us and touch us, especially as we go to that pool in the back room and baptize our lovely sisters. Father, we thank you for your wonderful, wonderful touch on our lives. We thank you that you bless us with your love and you bless us with your forgiveness and you call us and you say, come. Come to me, all of you who are heavy laden. And just like that woman at the well who asked for a water that she could be refreshed, and you said to her you'd give her a special lovely water that would well up from the inside of her heart to eternal life, Lord. Fill us with that water this morning, Lord, that we can know it's the Holy Spirit working in our lives and taking us forward in as we follow you. In this tough world, Lord, we need you. We need your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' lovely name. Amen.
Let your living word abide in me so richly as I abide in you. Let your living word abide in me.